USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Actor Matthew McConaughey on Tuesday recounted emotional stories from the victims of the Uvalde, Texas school shooting and advocated for gun control measures at the White House press briefing Tuesday. McConaughey is from Uvalde, Texas. Soft on crime, San Francisco District Attorney Chesa Boudin will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else.
Also in California, Democrat Representative Karen Bass and billionaire developer Rick Caruso are headed to a November runoff to become Los Angeles's next mayor. A former member of the Republican Party, Caruso changed his affiliation to the Democrat Party when he became a candidate in this election. USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Another COVID-19 vaccine option is moving forward.
A more traditional kind of COVID-19 vaccine is one step closer to becoming the fourth option for U.S. adults. Advisors to the FDA voted Tuesday to recommend authorization of shots made by Novavax. It's a protein vaccine, a more conventional technology than the dominant Pfizer and Moderna shots, and a lesser-used Johnson & Johnson option. If the FDA ultimately agrees, the Novavax shots could be an option for adults who haven't yet received the vaccine. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
In other primary election news, retired U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Michael Franken bested his opponent to score the Democrat nomination for Iowa's U.S. Senate seat on Tuesday and will run against Republican Senator Chuck Grassley in November. Up next, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina will hold their primaries June 14th. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Soft on crime, District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who assisted crime makers in San Francisco, California, will not finish his first term as the city's top prosecutor. San Francisco District Attorney Boudin speaks to staffers after Tuesday's successful recall.
We have two systems of justice, right? We have one for the wealthy and the well-connected and a different one for everybody else. And that's exactly what we are fighting to change. Over the course of the last 18 hours and 18 days and 18 months, I've been everywhere in San Francisco.
Yeah, you have.
We made more than 10 different stops today alone. I don't know how our campaign team squeezed them all in, but they did.
San Francisco Mayor Democrat London Breed will appoint an interim district attorney shortly after the Board of Supervisors accepts the recall election results. The mostly partisan January 6th Commission has hired a Hollywood producer to sell their primetime broadcast on Thursday to the American people. Nancy Pelosi refused Republicans on the panel once it was discovered they wanted to investigate the actions of lawmakers when President Trump wanted to bring in the National Guard before the event and was denied. Fox News has announced they will not be airing the January 6th made-for-TV broadcast Thursday. Many Republicans watching the partisan spectacle consider the hearings as rigged. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.